et attire l'attention de non seulement les psychologues, les pédagogues, les sociologues, mais aussi les gouvernements et les États.
The problems of youth are getting a great deal of attention today, not only from sociologists, psychologists, educators, but also from the governments of the world.
D'après les estimations des experts et des démographes des Nations Unies, en 1975, l'effectif des jeunes du monde était d'ordre de 738 millions d'hommes.
In 1975, the youth of the world numbered 738 million.
Et on estime qu'à la fin du siècle, c'est-à-dire dans 16 ans, cet effectif atteindra 1,180 billion.
By the end of this century, it is estimated that this figure will rise to 1,180 million.
It is not a good news, it is a bad news. Because the problems are very, very great. Mais le taux de croissance est inégalement réparti entre les pays du monde.
But the rate of growth is unequally divided among the countries of the world.
Pour les pays industrialisés, dans lesquels la jeunesse a à sa portée tout ce qui répond à leurs besoins, c'est-à-dire la santé, l'éducation et toute autre chose.
In the industrialized countries, the youth have everything available to them.
Le taux de croissance, c'est seulement 5%.
The rate of growth is only 5%.
Tandis que pour les pays du tiers-monde,
however, in the underdeveloped countries of the world,
comme l'Afrique, l'Asie de Mousson, l'Amérique centrale et l'Amérique du Sud, ce taux atteindra 80%.
But in the underdeveloped countries of the world, this rate of growth will reach 80%.
Dans les pays où les jeunes ne peuvent pas répondre à leurs besoins immédiats.
In those countries where the youth cannot satisfy their own needs themselves.
Non seulement ils sont dépourvus des moyens de leur développement économique et social, mais ils sont dépourvus de leurs moyens d'existence. Les moyens d'existence.
Not only do they not have available to them what they need, but they don't are not able to even supply their means of existence.
Et ça exerce une influence dramatique sur la situation du monde.
And this affects dramatically the situation of the world.
La jeunesse actuelle, c'est une couche sociale agitée, révoltée, angoissée, qui fait face à de multitudes de problèmes. Et dans beaucoup de pays, ils sont engagés dans des actes criminels, comme le drogue, comme contrebande et le vol.
This group in society, the youth, is a group full of great distress and agony, and in many parts of the world, they are in revolt.
C'est pourquoi l'année internationale de jeunesse peut être considérée comme un véhicule pour les jeunes Bahaïs, pour la jeunesse Bahaï.
This is why the International Year of the Youth can be so important for the young Baha'is.
Pour démontrer leur participation active dans une campagne qui a pour but le développement, la participation et la paix.
Because they can show their great desire to contribute to development and peace.
Tout récemment, la Maison de Justice, étant consciente de la situation actuelle de l'Europe, a écrit une lettre à toutes les assemblées nationales.
Recently, the Universal House of Justice, conscious of the difficulties in Europe, has written a letter to all the national assemblies of the world.
L'original de cette lettre était adressé à une des assemblées nationales de l'Europe.
The original of this letter was addressed to one of the national spiritual assemblies of Europe.
Mais c'était valable pour toutes les assemblées nationales.
But it was valid for all national assemblies.
L'essence de cette lettre est de spiritualiser les individus.
The import of the letter was to spiritualize individuals.
Elle a conseillé de prendre les mesures nécessaires d'une auto-spiritualisation.
It counseled the friends to take the necessary steps to spiritualize themselves.
Que chaque personne soit illuminée par la parole divine.
That each person may be illumined by the word of God.
L'essence de cette lettre s'est tirée par les écrits de Baha'u'llah et d'Abdu'l-Baha.
The meaning of this century is described by the writings of Abdu'l-Baha and Baha'u'llah.
Et ça comprend six points.
Six points.
Premièrement, c'est de lire chaque soir, chaque matin, les textes sacrés.
To read the writings each morning and evening.
Parce qu'il y a un pouvoir inimaginable dans les paroles divines.
Because there is an unimaginable power in the word of God.
Derrière chaque mot, il y a un pouvoir.
Behind each word, there is a power.
Derrière chaque mot, il y a une vibration qui pénètre dans le cœur.
There is a vibration behind each word which penetrates the heart.
Ce sont des substances nutritives pour notre âme.
It is the nutrients that our soul needs.
Et nous devons profiter de cette nourriture pour fortifier notre âme.
And we must take of this food in order to strengthen our soul.
Lorsque notre âme sera suffisamment nourrie, nous pourrons illuminer.
When our souls are sufficiently nourished, we will be able to illumine the others.
Et réussir à changer les cœurs.
And to succeed in changing the hearts.
Deuxième, ce sont les prières obligatoires.
Secondly, the obligatory prayers.
Pour avoir une communication directe avec Baha'u'llah.
In order to have a direct communication with Baha'u'llah.
Lui demander sa bénédiction, sa confirmation.
To ask him for his benediction and his confirmations.
Autant que notre cœur sera pur, il absorbe les rayons divins.
As our hearts are pure, they are able to absorb the divine light.
Ne croyez pas que cette communication c'est difficile à établir.
Do not believe that this communication is difficult to establish.
Si nous concentrons notre idée vers Baha'u'llah, nous arrivons.
If we concentrate our minds towards Baha'u'llah, we will succeed.
Quoi que j'ai reçu une note que le temps est fini, mais je vous demandais quelques minutes seulement pour vous raconter une histoire qui était passée au temps d'Abdu'l-Baha.
I have received a note that I must end my talk, but I want to take a few minutes to tell one short story.
Pour voir que la communication entre les âmes c'est possible.
To show you that communication between souls is possible.
Et évidemment, on peut communiquer avec Baha'u'llah par l'âme.
Evidently, by the soul, one can communicate with Baha'u'llah.
En 1912, mon père était en compagnie d'Abdu'l-Baha dans son voyage aux États-Unis.
In 1912, my father accompanied Abdu'l-Baha in his trip to the United States.
Et il était le traducteur d'Abdu'l-Baha dans ses discours.
And he was Abdu'l-Baha's translator.
Il y a un jour que la veille, Abdu'l-Baha a donné un discours dans un des églises.
The night before, Abdu'l-Baha had given a talk in one of the churches.
Un monsieur était venu pour voir Abdu'l-Baha.
A man came to see Abdu'l-Baha.
Et il m'a demandé de prendre un rendez-vous pour être en présence d'Abdu'l-Baha et lui parler avec la langue du cœur.
And he asked for an appointment to see Abdu'l-Baha and to speak to him with the language of the heart, in the language of the heart.
Abdu'l-Baha a demandé de mon père, qu'est-ce qu'il demande?
Abdu'l-Baha said to my father, what is he asking?
Cette demande était tellement bizarre pour mon père qu'il n'osait pas de dire à Abdu'l-Baha tout ce qu'il a demandé.
This request was so strange to my father that he proceeded to tell Abdu'l-Baha all that the man had asked.
Abdu'l-Baha lui dit tout ce qu'il a demandé. Abdu'l-Baha a dit à mon père de lui raconter tout ce qu'il a dit.
Abdu'l-Baha said to my father to tell him all that the man said.
Et mon père lui a raconté que cet homme demande d'être en votre présence et de vous communiquer avec l'esprit, avec la langue du cœur.
And my father answered Abdul Baha in saying that this man desires to be in your presence and to communicate by the language of the heart.
Abdul Baha accepta et dit à mon père de donner lui un rendez-vous.
Abdul Baha accepted and said to my father, give him an appointment.
Le jour, l'homme était venu et mon père la guida dans la chambre d'Abdul Baha.
In the following day, the man arrived and my father showed him to the room of Abdul Baha.
Il dit, moi aussi, je voudrais être présent pour voir qu'est-ce qui se passe. Mais Abdul Baha, avec un sourire, m'a dit, sous la protection de Dieu.
My father wanted to be present and asked Abdul Baha if it was possible, and Abdul Baha said,
sous la protection de Dieu.
Under the protection of God.
Cette expression, sous la protection de Dieu, c'est la traduction d'une phrase que pour congédier une personne, on dit fi amanallah, c'est-à-dire sous la protection de Dieu va.
This means, this expression, under the protection of God, means that you may leave.
Donc mon père a sorti de la chambre.
Therefore, my father left the room.
Et dit, moi, je voudrais savoir qu'est-ce qui se passe.
But he wanted to know what happened.
Après quelque temps, l'homme a sorti et il essuyait son visage parce qu'il ruisselait de larmes.
After a while, the man left the room with a great smile on his face and tears running down from his eyes.
Mon père lui a demandé qu'est-ce qui s'est passé.
My father asked him what happened.
L'homme a dit, écoute, hier soir, j'ai assisté à la conférence d'Abdul Baha.
The man said, yesterday evening I attended the talk of Abdul Baha.
Le traducteur, qui est très bien connu chez nous, il traduisait très bien.
The translator, very well known, translated very well.
Moi, je connais pas le langage d'Abdul Baha, mais quand il parlait, mon âme comprenait.
I did not understand the language Abdul Baha spoke, but when he spoke, my heart understood.
Mais quand l'homme traduisait, je sentais que les mots se baissaient et se baissaient.
But when the translator translated the words of Abdul Baha, I felt my heart getting lower and lower.
Non, les mots, les phrases qu'il prononçait, c'est de ne pas
écouter. Oh, excuse me. The sentences that he pronounced were getting lower and lower.
C'est pour ça qu'aujourd'hui, je suis venu pour communiquer directement avec Abdul Baha par l'âme.
That is why now I said I wanted to come to communicate directly by the heart.
Alors mon père dit, comment cette communication a été établie?
My father asked, how was this communication established?
Il a dit, Abdul Baha m'a pris par les mains, il m'a regardé, il m'a souri, et je sens que mon cœur est plein de cet esprit.
And I said that Abdul Baha took my hands, looked into my face, and smiled, and I felt again this communication of the heart.
Et c'est tout ce que je désirais.
And that is all.
Donc on peut communiquer avec Baha'u'llah par cette voie.
Therefore, we can communicate with Baha'u'llah by this means.
Par les prières.
By prayer.
Et la guidance et la réponse de Baha'u'llah vient par l'inspiration.
And direction comes from Abdul Baha by inspiration, from Baha'u'llah by inspiration.
Troisième point.
The third point.
The third is meditation. Prayerful meditation. After our acquaintance with the words of God and established the communication with Baha'u'llah to attract his confirmation, his blessing, they are related together, these three points related together. We should meditate prayerfully with supplication to better understanding of the meaning of the words of God. Better understanding of teaching. As we are deep in our understanding, we are more illuminated by the essence of the faith. Don't think that by once or twice reading the writings it is enough. There's an ocean. You cannot reach in the bottom of this ocean. You cannot reach it because the essence is very, very deep, beyond of our understanding, only the way that we have to reach approximately a level of that is to deepen ourselves in the writings. You have heard the name of the most learned historian of the faith was mentioned by our beloved hand of the cause, Fulton. Abul Fazail, the father of knowledge. Abul Fazail has taught 100 times I read the Book of Certitude. Each time I found something new in this book. And if he continued at his time to read 100 more, also he found something more new and more new, more deep and more deep and more deep. It's not finished. There's an ocean, illimited. That is the mystery of God. Abdu'l-Bahá stated that by meditation, we ask questions from our soul, our mind, and we are answered by our soul through this pure meditation. That's why we should recur to this remedy, to meditate, not to read and think to other things. To be deep in the writing and have a good understanding about that. Indeed, it will not be finished. But every day that we continue that, more and more we are deep and our understanding will grow. The fourth point is to reflect the teaching and the essence of the faith in our daily life, our behavior. This aim, the fourth point, is the most important. If we read, if we establish this communication with Baha'u'llah, we meditate, and the result is not reflected in our behavior, and our behaviors have not changed, it is useful. The only distinction that we have from the others is our behavior. And you know how important it is in these days. You know, 2,500 people are gathering here. Your behavior attracts the others, and they extol your behavior. They are not like the others. There are some special people gathering here. That's the teaching. You taught by your behavior. This most important way of teaching, to reflect the teaching. As you read more and more, your behavior, your conduct will be changed and will attract everybody to you. And they know that you are Baha'i. I don't know how you have the experience in that field. But in Iran, that they use for a long time, they are educated in Baha'i atmosphere, in Baha'i environment. Their conduct, their behavior is quite different with the others. When they come to a gathering, everybody knows that they are Baha'i, they are some special. I have an experience myself in this field. Once at Tehran University, in my course, at the beginning of the year, the scholar year, I went to my class. 60 youths were in the first class. Between these, I found a shining face. Smiling face, this affection, this love, quite different with the others. I thought to myself, he should be Baha'i. When I asked the name of the students, his name was a Baha'i name. Maybe you are surprised, what is Baha'i name? Because you used to have the common name with the others, as John, David, Joseph, like that. But in Arabia and Persia, that the people are familiar with the writings, they took the name of the people from the writings. And every name, each name, has a meaning. The Baha'i name has a Baha'i meanings. the attribute of God, qualification of God, some special